I'm here with Barry McNeil, and he's a freelance cameraman, avid music fan, part-time musician, but he also owns a gramophone.
I suppose I came across it by accident. I was out in Bray a couple of years ago and I came across a market out there, and it was just sitting there and it was in great condition. It's a HMV 104, so it's from around 1932, so it's hard to come across something in such good condition from, I suppose, that time.
I know, we have to point out that it hasn't got the horn on it, it actually has the technology.
It's not, there's an actual speaker built into the casing of it, which is underneath the turntable.
But it has the wind up at the side, and you have to do that.
It's all self-contained, it's a box, for want of a better word, and you wind it up at the side.
We'll have a go of it, but first of all, where do you get the records? Because you have some really great record collection.
Well, I got a few. Actually, my uncle had a few up in his attic, and it's quite easy to come across them, but whether they're in good condition or not, it's a different story.
Right, and what's the oldest kind of ones you have?
Well, I have a recording of Louise by Maurice Chevalier. That's from 1929.
So can maybe explain what you're doing now.
Okay, so on the right-hand side of the box, there's an arm.
It's kind of like those modern day torches that you can wind up. It's kind of environmentally friendly.
Exactly, yeah. Well, that's
You don't plug it in.
That's one of my fascinations with it. There's absolutely no electrical wires connected onto it.
It's very organic, really.
You know, and you can really imagine kind of during war times when there was blackouts and no electricity, people still had the ability to entertain themselves, I suppose. And very simple. They pop the needles in. They're very primitive needles.
They're more like nails, really.
They're like compass needles, So I'm just winding it up here at the side.
It's like the old cars that you used to wind up at the front.
Exactly, yeah. You wind it till it gets a bit stiff, and then the arm just clicks in, and once it clicks in, the turntable starts rotating. And then you just pop the needle down, like a modern day record player, I suppose. There's no volume controls, so it's...
It's in good quality, the record,
It's great, I mean, it's very hard to tell when you're actually buying the records, because some of them might appear to be great nick, but they'd be very scratchy.
But I think with such heavy kind of needles, they actually do wear away the record eventually.
There's absolutely no mercy with those needles.
Care to dance?
And I mean, I suppose the beauty about actually going out and coming across all these kind of, well, new to me sounds, all these old sounds, you listen to something and it brings you back to something, which brings you back to something. Keep taking journey back.
And the technology at the time is fascinating because it's kind of old world meets new world.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, it's an organic kind of thing that you can wind up.
That technology would have gone even to when they were actually recording the songs. Mm. Very primitive forms of technology to actually get the music to record as well.
So, and there's no volume control on it. It's just...
There's no volume control at all now, and I suppose you've made reference to it, but that's where the term...
Put a sock in it comes from.
Yeah.
But you can't put a sock in this one because there's no...
You can't, no.
...gramophone horn on it,
I suppose you could put a quilt over it.
You'd wonder what they did do. And so you basically do get a full record from almost a full wind if you wind it up as full as you can.
Yeah. It should allow you to get a full side out of it. Now, I'm kind of a bit reluctant to keep on winding it. I know the coiling, it's probably...
And mind me asking you how much you paid for it?
I went out to the market and I paid €75. In the end, it turned out to be a bargain because I went home and I kind of researched this model on the internet, and there was the exact same model going for, I think, $4 or $4.50.
Well, there you go. Yeah. You're getting great use out of it too, so...
Yeah.
Happy listening.